Hi, it's Amy Newmark, and this week I'm presenting to you three of my favorite episodes from last summer about the power of positive thinking, saying yes to new things, and pursuing your passions.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic, and finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with some instant inspiration for you from Chicken Soup for the Soul. Today, I want to talk to you about why you should step outside your comfort zone and add some simple luxuries to your life. These are easy, inexpensive ways to treat yourself better and to make your life more fun and more exciting, too. The first story I want to share is by Elaine Bridge, and we published this in our huge bestseller, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Think Positive. Now, Elaine tells us that she would always celebrate Fridays. She would drop off her son at school, and she would pick up a fancy coffee at Starbucks, and then she would take a longer route home, a more scenic road, while she sipped that fancy coffee. And she would find herself smiling all day because it was Friday, and Fridays were special. Later in the day, Elaine would pick up her son at school, and they would drive around noticing all the signs of Friday celebration in their college town. They would see kids out on the lawns and parties starting up, because everybody loves Fridays. But then one day, Elaine had a doctor's appointment, and she got good news at that appointment about something she had been worrying about. So she came out of that doctor's office so happy and relieved. And she was noticing all the signs of spring around her, flowers blossoming, birds singing, bright sunshine warming her back. She was ready to celebrate. And what better way than a cappuccino, except it was Tuesday, and special coffee was reserved for Friday. Elaine says, "Suddenly I realized how ridiculous that line of thinking was. Why should Fridays be any more special than any other day of the week? Why waste 6 days while waiting to rejoice on the seventh?" So a few minutes later, Elaine was walking back to her car with a big grin on her face and a special coffee in her hand. So after she turned her Tuesday into a Friday with that special coffee, Elaine had an epiphany, and she wrote the following in her story. It's how many of us live our lives. We're waiting for conditions to be right before we allow ourselves to enjoy our time here on earth. We'll rejoice when the car is paid off, or enjoy life when we're finally able to retire. And in that waiting, we waste so much of life and the happiness that can be found in our todays. What if we moved a little of that Friday feeling into our rainy day Mondays, our gloomy Tuesdays, and our midweek Wednesdays? She's right, so just go for it. Choose your own little thing and make every day a Friday.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Sometimes you have to throw caution to the wind and treat yourself to something even bigger than a fancy coffee. because that's what adds spice to your life. I remember one time years ago when I was taking the kids to Disney World and my assistant made a suggestion that I initially rejected. The plan was to pick up the kids after school in one of those black airport sedans and whisk them off for a surprise trip to Disney World. I was making it a surprise because a previous announced trip to Disney World had been canceled because I had a business obligation and I didn't want to disappoint the kids again. So this time I didn't say a word, just in case the trip got canceled again. I sent them off to school, I packed their bags, and then my plan was to pick them up at school and proceed to the airport. Now, my assistant had discovered that for only $10 more, I could get a stretch limousine instead of a regular car. And I said, no. And then she looked at me like, are you crazy? And then I realized how much fun it would be for the kids, and it was only $10 more. So I picked them up at school in that stretch limo. I took them to McDonald's in a stretch limo. And then we went on our way to the airport, and it was a big thrill for them. So when I read The Muscle Car by Janet Bauer in Chicken Soup for the Soul, Time to Thrive, I totally understood. So here's what happened to Janet. Her car was damaged by a valet service, and it had to go to the body shop. So she was going to have to rent a car for 5 days. And even though she and her husband were in their 70s, she thought, why not? And she rented a Camaro. She asked Enterprise Rent-A-Car if they had a black Camaro with red flames on it. But they said, no, you could just get a plain black one. Nevertheless, it was a Camaro, and they were going to have a blast. She says they had a blast, but only after they figured out how to maneuver their rather inflexible bodies into that low-slung car. But she says, by driving fast, we managed to look almost like we belonged in a Camaro. By the time observers realized how old we were gone. So Bob and Janet drove all over their local area, San Diego County, which is huge. It's about the size of my little state of Connecticut. They drove in the mountains, which are more than 6,000 feet high. They drove along the shimmering beaches of Coronado and La Jolla. They drove up a mountain road the first day, passing pine trees and farms and cattle, and their muscle car clung to the curves, and they felt all that power as it devoured those steep hills like they weren't even there. And the car was just as much fun when they were purring through downtown La Jolla and San Diego, even when they got lost. They drove everywhere during those 5 days. Janet says they had the fun, excitement, and challenge that two elderly, long-married people can have, but seldom do. She said, when these opportunities arise, you have to take them at any age. And that's good advice. George Bernard Shaw said, we don't stop playing because we grow old. We grow old because we stop playing. Those 70-somethings had quite an adventure, all because they took the opportunity to tweak their rental car. After all, they needed a rental, so why not make it something special? So that's it. Treat yourself to that fancy coffee. Upgrade your airport ride for $10, or rent a Camaro when your car gets crunched. These are all easy ways to live it up a little, because you do deserve it. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast today. If you love these stories and you'd like to receive a Chicken Soup for the Soul story every day in your email inbox, you can do that. Just go to our website, chickensoup.com, scroll down to the bottom of the homepage and click on newsletter sign up. They're free, and you can choose to receive a story every day or just one per week.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.